You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Now, with clear seed peaches, tomatoes, and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. As we continue to recognize difference makers in our communities and share stories to encourage and inspire, you know, every day we are looking for efforts, organizations, foundations, individuals, families who need our help and need our support. And one of those very special foundations that I've been sharing on The Mark White Show lately, if you've been watching the Facebook, is Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation. I reached out and asked if someone would like to join me on The Mark White Show to share about this very special nonprofit organization and what their effort is all about. Right now, I do have on the line with me Tiffany McConathy, and she is going to share about this organization and what they're doing. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Tiffany.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, as you know, Tiffany, we were talking before the show how hard it is sometimes to help get the message out, to find people who help get the message out. And we may have some very solid people who are a part of our efforts, but it always needs more. And if we can find some people who will be a voice to help spread the word, that's always helpful. And it's no exception when it comes to Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation. So Tiffany, if you would share about Princess Nora and what led to the foundation.
So back last September, my 10-month-old daughter developed a right-sided facial paralysis. And I took her to Children's Hospital because I worked in adult oncology, and that sudden facial droop had me extremely concerned. I left there with a diagnosis of Bell's palsy, which is just a benign condition that affects the nerves in the face and typically resolves with time. Once we got home over the next few weeks, my daughter became more and more lethargic and just not acting right. She wasn't smiling. She wasn't laughing. She wasn't playing. She wanted to sleep all the time. So 6 weeks after that, on Halloween, I took her back to Arkansas Children's Hospital. That evening, we went through a battery of tests, including a CT scan of her head, all which showed nothing. I had to keep pressing the doctors to do something because they kept pointing to this benign condition. But I knew in my heart that there was something else. So 2 days later, I finally got them to agree to do an MRI. During the MRI, they found multiple brain tumors as well as tumors all the way down her spine. She was diagnosed with a rare pediatric brain cancer called embryonal tumors with multilayer rosettes, which is ETMR for short. She fought a courageous battle for 4 months. After her battle was over, on February 19th of 2022, I knew that I had to do something. These kids do not deserve these archaic treatments that they got. I have the knowledge from oncology working in the adult world. I'm a nurse practitioner and I have a certification in oncology. So I know there are on average of 4 new drugs approved every month in the adult population. There hasn't been 4 new drugs developed for pediatric cancers in the last 6 decades. So knowing all of this information, I talked to my husband and I said, I need to start a foundation. I need her to have a legacy and I'm going to make changes in this realm for pediatric cancer. I don't want any other children to have to go through what Nora had to go through. So that's when Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation was born. We got the name from, we always called her Princess Nora. She was very sassy and she was very beautiful. She had long brown hair and bright blue eyes and she was our little princess. So we also called her a warrior because any child that has to go through what she went through in my eyes is a warrior. So there was no question about what we should name the foundation. And I can't help but to say that God's hand has been on our foundation since the beginning. Typically, it takes what we heard 12 months to get a 501c3, which is a federal designation for a nonprofit, to be tax deductible. We had one within 2 months of our foundation being approved by the state. And since then, we have raised over $50,000 and we have done several different events. We have cycle rally. We've been just here and there around town. We've done a Chick-fil-A fundraiser. But coming up, we have 2 rather large events that we are really excited about. September 24th. We are having a 5K at Lake Hamilton Arena. The cost is $35 to run. That includes a t-shirt and a timing bib. And we're going to have a DJ there. We're going to have Miss Arkansas is going to be there handing out awards. We're going to have several different kinds of awards. We're going to do a kids run. And we're encouraging the kids to dress up for this as their favorite character or animal or even whatever they're going to be for Halloween. We're going to have games for them to play and hopefully some face painting. And we just think it's going to be a super, super fun time. And as I said earlier, I am a nurse practitioner by trade and a lot of our efforts are going into funding research. So I have gotten together a nursing fair. So we will have nurse practitioners and nurses from all over Arkansas come to listen to a couple of doctors from the clinic I work at, as well as a couple of other physicians in different areas to educate our family nurse practitioners on oncology and about different therapies that have been developed over the years. And the nurses and nurse practitioners will get continuing education credits from this. And what's even better about this event is it's free to the participants. All of our funding for this event is coming from the pharmaceutical companies who are going to be sponsoring tables at the event. So we are insanely excited about this event as well. We have already promised to fund a, or partially fund a clinical trial to study a drug for ETMR, which is the brain cancer that my daughter had. We're spending around half of our income on research efforts. So the first research effort that we're funding is this clinical trial, and we have promised them $25,000. So we are so over the moon about how well we've done already and where else we're going to take this. This has been a community-wide investment in our story, and we hope that we can reach the state and national level with our foundation to educate the public on pediatric cancer. On average, there are 47 kids that are diagnosed with cancer each day. So that includes children up to 21 years of age. That's more than 17,000 children in the United States this year will be diagnosed with cancer. And you're not one of those people until you are. I wasn't one of these people one day, and the next day I was. So this has become near and dear to my heart. I love my job and I love working in the adult population, but our kids deserve more. They deserve better. They don't need to be treated with these drugs that cause, on average, 50 chronic illnesses in their lifetime if they survive. So we are diligently trying to educate the public and get more funding. Clinical trials are so expensive, but that's what's needed to get better treatment. So that's what we're striving for.
Absolutely. And Tiffany, we talked about the fact that this might be the first time that a family has even thought about their child having cancer when they receive that diagnosis and feel like they're all alone. Here they are in a room. A medical professional comes in and gives them the diagnosis, and their world starts to fall apart. And they feel like they are the only ones on the planet at that moment that are facing this. And the reality is that there are families out there who have formed a really strong community because they understand the pain, the hurt that goes with having a child battling this type of illness. And I know that there are people out there working really hard with various organizations and foundations. And one of those is Nora's Warriors, as we think about Princess Nora and what she meant to your family, and then the impact that her life is now making on the lives of others when it comes to research. You didn't just say, well, we're not going to support other families. You decided in yourself and Jeremy to try to help other families. What was it inside of you that caused you to want to extend your love, if you will, to other people who are battling this? Because a lot of people have a hard time being able to face what they've gone through and to take care of themselves, let alone trying to help other people.
It's a struggle every day to wake up without her. I have dreams about her dying and me not being able to get to her, and I have dreams that other parents have to go through that same thing, and I just cannot accept knowing what I know and not helping other families. As painful as it was for me, I just cannot sit around and hope somebody eventually will do something. I want to be that change. I want to be that change for her. I know she is looking down on us so proud of everything that we've accomplished and everything that we're going to accomplish. I feel like it's my way to keep her alive. I share her story. I talk to other families. We also have, as I mentioned, you know, a lot of our, not profits, but a lot of our donations do go to research, but the other part of our donations go to family assistance. So we spend around 30 to 40% to aid other families who are going through this, either whether it be for medical bills or gas or medications that their child needs. we got our first bill from the hospital from her diagnosis. Not a bill, our explanation of benefits. Fortunately, Jeremy and I were extremely blessed to have wonderful insurance. And our first explanation of benefits was $282,000 for 1 week in the hospital. She underwent brain surgery. During that time, she went through, not brain surgery, on her spine, actually, but it was her spinal cord. And she was in the ICU. We were having scan MRIs and medications and lab draws, and all of these things just kept on compounding and compounding and leaves you with charges of $200,000. That could bankrupt somebody. And if you're not prepared for this, which nobody is, I thought to myself, like, this cannot be real. This cannot be me going through this. This is not my family. This is not the way I saw my life. But here we are. And it's just something that you have to go through. So I want to be able to help these families in emotional support. We want to be able to help them financially. We want to be able to help in whatever way that they need. And sometimes that includes a lot of money to be able to help them whenever they're getting bills and bills and bills stacked up against them. And some of our warriors have single parents and other children. So, you know, you can imagine how difficult that must be to think about if you have to make a choice. Do I work to support my family, or do I stay at the hospital with my child who could have a terminal diagnosis? And I don't want these parents to have to make those decisions. I want them to think, oh, praise God that there is somebody helping us so I don't have to make these decisions.
Absolutely. Right now, folks, we're talking to Tiffany McConathy with Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation. And we're talking to her about Nora, who was born December 11th, 2020. The family decided that they wanted to try to make a difference in the lives of other families. And they started this very special foundation, and they've gone through it. So if you're suffering right now, if you're struggling with the fact that your child is battling a serious illness, or the fact that you've lost your child, just know that there are people out there like Tiffany and Jeremy McConathy who are working very hard, and they understand what you're going through, the difficult challenge that you're facing, and you're not alone. And I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation on the other side and talk to Tiffany about how you can be part of Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation to find your place in this foundation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little lad, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's. We're right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
This is Jacob Johnson from Marble City Pharmacy, and we've got exciting news. An all-new Marble City Pharmacy and Gift Shop is coming soon. That's right, we're getting bigger and better. We will have more space and be adding a drive-thru, and we'll still be in the same great location we are today. While the construction is happening, we'll be moving a few doors down in the same shopping center, Ogletree Plaza. But don't worry, all of our fantastic services will still be available, including in-store pickup, curbside service, and free home delivery. We can't wait for you to see our new pharmacy and gift shop. Thank you for making Marble City Pharmacy Coosa Valley's best.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation. Nora's cancer that she battled is something that other families have battled as well. And there are people out there who have gone through this experience. And maybe you're looking for an opportunity. Maybe you want to do something in honor of your child, the legacy that you want them to have. And part of that can be supporting other families, finding a way to help those families who are going through circumstances that you understand. And I appreciate the fact that Tiffany is joining me on the show today to share about Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Tiffany.
Hey, thank you so much, Mark. We are so excited to be talking to you and your listeners today. You know, we shared a lot about our story earlier, and if people want more information about our foundation, about what we're doing, about how we spend our money, more information about pediatric cancer in general, they can visit our website at noraswarriors.com. It's NORASWARRIORS.com. There is links to be able to volunteer for our organization, whether you live locally or you live in New York. We have things that you can do for us. You can help us spread the word. We have our Facebook page, Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation. If you like or share or comment on our posts, it helps other people to be able to see what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish. We have pretty much any other social media site as well. We're on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. So give us a follow on any of these platforms. They're also all on our website where you can just go to the top and click the link at the top and it will take you to whichever social media site you want to see. We update our Facebook page and all of our social media pages daily. We want to get more information out there. We want people to know that they're not alone. We want to be able to help those who are in this situation. Also on our website, along with volunteer forms, there's also a Submit Your Warrior application that is to have your child featured for Warrior Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we feature a child with cancer who may have been healed from their cancer. We've got warriors who are still fighting, and then we have our warriors who have went home. And we love to highlight them and share their stories, their parents' stories of their fights. And it's to educate the public. I feel like so many people don't realize how many children are diagnosed with cancer each day. And you always think it won't be you. And I remember in few years ago, I would randomly see a child fighting cancer, and I would think, I do not know how those parents get through that. I don't know how they live through something like that. But the thing is, you don't choose it, and you have to take it one day at a time, and you do have to do it no matter how terrible it is. So we are here to support anyone that's going through it. As I said earlier, we also have patient assistance that we can give. We can help pay bills or help pay for gas or medications. There's also the application for assistance on our website as well.
And that's so great, Tiffany. And you used your background as a nurse practitioner to help connect the dots, if you will, to those who could help move this forward. Because as you said in the first segment, many people realize the amount of work that's being done in the adult side of things, and then on the children's side of cancer, pediatric cancer, it's not so much, and that's concerning. And here is Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation to be a voice to make cancer a national priority. Yes, we have Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in September, Go Gold, and all these different things to try to bring awareness, but then it's concerning when we look and say, where are the treatments? Where are the cures? And your organization, your foundation, supports a broad spectrum of pediatric cancer organizations to raise awareness and to advocate for the research and aid in the improvement of quality of life for the families, and a lot of families that were already struggling. And you realize this, Tiffany, that if it wasn't already hard enough for people living day to day, you throw in a trauma, you throw in a tragedy into that family, and it sends it into a tailspin, and families don't know sometimes where the utility bill is going to get paid, or how the house payment is going to get made, or how they're going to have basic needs that many people take for granted.
That's so, so true. The clinical trial I mentioned that we are co-sponsoring is with an organization called Solving Kids Cancer, which was also started by two dads who lost their children to cancer. And what's interesting about the Pediatric Cancer Foundation landscape is the top five foundations who contribute the most to pediatric cancer research were privately started by parents or by the children who have been through or we've lost children to cancer.
Wow.
The American Cancer Society, unfortunately, only donates 1% of their funding to pediatric cancer research. Some of the other bigger cancer foundations that you hear about, their statistics for how much they donate to pediatric cancer is also dumbfounding to hear that they donate so little and that the majority of the donations come from foundations like mine. That's pitiful, and it's shameful that our children are left with decades-old treatments and inferior treatments. To be honest with you, they're terrible. They're terrible drugs. They cause terrible side effects, lifelong side effects if they live through them.
Yes.
So we want to be the change. We want to do whatever we can to make a difference in pediatric cancer for these kids who have to go through this.
Tiffany, we want people to and decide that they want to be a part of this effort along with you and Jeremy and your family to support this effort to help other families. And maybe they need that support because they're battling right now. But go to noraswarriors.com, and then also on Facebook and Instagram, we want people to connect with Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation. And again, if you want to share about the efforts that are coming up in the month of September, that'll be fine.
Absolutely. Anything that you want to help us with, whether it be monetary donations, by sharing our social media posts, by commenting on them, that's all super, super helpful. And just sharing our story. We just want to get the word out there, and it doesn't cost any money to share our story. And, you know, if you can help financially, that is wonderful. And if you can't, we also understand those hard times as we've been there ourselves. So you can also fill out those volunteer forms, and If you have a warrior, we would love to hear your story and share that as well.
A few years before Nora was born, your husband Jeremy was serving in the U.S. Air Force, and we want to thank him for his service to our country as well.
Thank you so much.
Folks, we want you to be a part of Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation to find a way to support this effort. You've heard Tiffany. She has been very brave and courageous to share the story of her daughter Nora and how she wants to help other families. And we appreciate Tiffany joining us as she helps to get funding for research through this organization. You'll continue to see Princess Nora's Warrior Foundation shared on The Mark White Show. And I hope that you will go to noraswarriors.com and support this effort. We want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, because that's how we're going to be able to reach more people and connect so that they know when that terrible time comes, when they get that bad news and they look around and don't see anybody that they can relate to, that they'll know that there's a community out there. And I share a lot of these organizations through the page, so you'll see that on Facebook and Instagram. And then I want you to subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts so that you can hear these shows and you can make a difference through the organizations, the groups, the families, the individuals, the foundations that we're recognizing. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hey, y'all, you're listening to The Mark White Show, and y'all, it's going to be good today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Superpowers, written by Michelle Norwood and inspired by Hunter Norwood of A Little Something Extra Ice Cream. The book is illustrated by Mason Holcomb. And now, here's Cora White.
Once upon a time, a beautiful baby was born. On this beautiful baby's birthday, the doctor proclaimed, "This baby has been born with superpowers." The beautiful baby's parents were shocked. "How do you know our beautiful baby has been born with superpowers?" The doctor then pulled out his book of knowledge and began to show the parents all the reasons he knew their beautiful baby had superpowers. "Number one," the doctor said, "your beautiful baby's hands have an impressive crease on his palms. This crease is called a single palmar crease. It has also been referred to as the Matsukake line, which ancient Japanese emperors believed to be the mark of the conqueror. The baby's parents smiled as they realized their beautiful baby born with superpowers had already conquered their hearts. Number two, the doctor continued, your beautiful baby has starry eyes. These stars are called bush-filled eyes and are almost always found in the eyes of children born with superpowers. The doctor and parents agreed. The stars are very, very lovely. Number three, the doctor smiled. Your beautiful baby's starry eyes are almond-shaped. While no one really knows why people with superpowers have almond-shaped eyes, we do know a few things about almonds themselves. You see, as a doctor, I often recommend people invest in almonds. Almonds have many health benefits to improve a person's life. We have seen time and time again that almond-shaped eyes do the same thing. When families and friends invest their time and love in a person with almond-shaped eyes, lives are always improved. Your beautiful baby with superpowers will improve the lives of their community and beyond. But doctor, how are we chosen to be parents of a beautiful baby with superpowers? The mom and dad asked. No one in our family has superpowers, they continued. The doctor replied, no one knows why you were chosen, but in a very short time, you will realize you must be very special to have been given this beautiful baby with superpowers. We have so many questions, said the parents. The doctor listened patiently. How will our baby's brother and sister react when they learn this beautiful baby was born with superpowers? They asked. One of the many gifts that accompany a beautiful baby born with superpowers is the gift to make people better. Your other children will adore this baby and will always declare their lives are better because of their sibling with superpowers, assured the doctor. To read the rest of Superpowers and to find out more about some of the superheroes with superpowers, order your copy of Superpowers on Amazon.
Superpowers is written by Michelle Norwood, inspired by Hunter Norwood, and illustrated by Mason Holcomb. You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you will share the show with your friends, your family, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life.
Today.
Who live and love in my home town. Ah, these are my kind of people.